It's Friday, which is when we hear from StoryCorps. 70-year-old Jim Von Stein made a living installing heating and air conditioning systems. In his trailer in rural Tennessee, there are also mountains of notebooks, scraps of paper, and napkins where he scribbled song lyrics. He's been writing songs since he was 9. Few people heard them. He came to StoryCorps with his son, Jason.
My mom used to listen to people like Elvis and Patsy Cline, which really, that touched my heart for those lyrics. And my dad, he barely played on a guitar. He played 3 chords, and I think one of them was wrong. But every once in a while, when he drank, he'd get that guitar out and play. Of course, I wanted to get a guitar. My dad said, "You're not going to have that noisemaker around here." But that made me become a lyricist for sure, because that was the only way I could connect to music, you know, is through lyrics, still telling stories. But, you know, you got to have heartstrings. And that's why I write songs. I try to write not just about me, not about any of my life, but about everybody's life.
You worked at the shipyard for many years, and they would send you out to San Francisco, and you really missed us. I remember you came back, and you wrote that song, "Always Missing You." And then we did a recording of that for Mom. I guess I was 5. When you were writing those songs, those were number one hits. When did you first realize you were sick, Ned?
Well, they told me I had severe emphysema. There was a doctor, and she came in here and she said, "Here's a picture of your lung." And they were coal black. They told me, that I had expiration date. It's like you're going underwater and you're trying to catch your breath. That's what it feels like all the time. But I'm still breathing. That's what matters. I remember you asked me, what were my regrets? Did I have any? And I told you I regretted that I didn't go out and play my music. You stopped everything you were doing and learned songs of mine. You learned every one of them, and I didn't realize it until you started playing them. Why did you decide to do it? I mean,
because your songs deserve to be heard. You can't spend your entire life devoting yourself to something, and then nobody hears that? That's not okay.
You got so much time in your hourglass, and that's how you use it. And that's up to you. Long after I'm dead and gone and people forgot who I was, the song has its own life. And you are the voice for my songs.
Got a boy and he's 5 years old. He'd listen to what he's told.
Oh, man. Jim and Jason Von Stein. Jim still writes songs every day, more than 8,000 to date. And Jason plays his dad's music wherever he can. Hear more of their story on the StoryCorps podcast at NPR.org.